I'm standing here with the door half open, one hand on the knob, and I can already tell what's about to happen before it even happens. I give it a gentle push, not even a hard one, and instead of that solid click you expect, it just bounces. The door comes back toward me like it changed its mind. I try again, a little firmer this time, and still nothing. No latch, no hold. Just that quiet frustration that makes you pause and stare at the door like it's being stubborn on purpose. I've seen this exact moment play out in 100 houses. Bathrooms that won't stay closed, bedrooms that drift open in the middle of the night, front doors that feel secure but aren't. And every time, the problem isn't what people think it is. This is one of those fixes where understanding what's really happening matters more than muscle or tools. I'll walk you through it the same way I would if you were standing right here beside me. You don't need to rush. You don't need to force anything. You just need to know what the door is trying to tell you. Before we touch anything, before we loosen a screw or even think about tools, I want to talk about what a door that won't latch is actually doing. Most people think the problem lives in the latch itself. They assume something is broken, worn out, or defective. Sometimes that's true, but more often than not, the latch is doing exactly what it was designed to do. It's the rest of the system that's out of alignment. A door isn't just a slab of wood swinging in a frame. It's a moving system that depends on balance, geometry, and timing. When it closes properly, everything lines up in a very specific way. The latch extends, meets the strike plate, slips into the hole, and holds. That all happens in a fraction of a second, but a lot has to go right for it to work smoothly. When a door won't latch, it's usually because something has shifted over time. Houses settle, hinges loosen, humidity makes wood swell and shrink. Even temperature changes can move things just enough to cause problems. What used to line up perfectly no longer does, and the latch ends up hitting the strike plate instead of entering it. This is why forcing the door never works. I've watched people slam doors harder and harder, thinking the extra force will solve the problem. All that does is wear things out faster and sometimes create new issues, like cracked trim or loose hinges. A door that needs to be slammed is a door that's asking for adjustment, not aggression. The real task here is alignment. You're not fixing a latch so much as guiding the door back into the position it wants to be in. That's an important mindset shift. Once you understand that, everything else becomes calmer and more logical. Another reason people get this wrong is because they focus on the symptom instead of the cause. The symptom is that the door won't stay closed. The cause could be a sagging hinge, a shifted strike plate, a warped door, or even a loose knob mechanism. If you don't slow down and observe, you end up chasing the wrong fix. What success looks like is subtle. A properly latching door doesn't announce itself. You don't have to think about it. You close it, and it clicks without effort. There's no bounce, no resistance, no need to twist the knob harder than normal. That ease is what you're aiming for. Failure, on the other hand, often looks like inconsistency. Sometimes the door latches, sometimes it doesn't. Maybe it works when you lift up on the handle or push the door a certain way. Those little workarounds are clues. They tell you exactly where the misalignment is, if you pay attention. Before you do anything, I want you to get into the habit of listening to the door. Close it slowly and notice where it stops. Watch the latch as it approaches the strike plate. Does it hit high, low, or dead center? Does the door feel like it wants to drop as it closes? Does it rub anywhere along the frame? This task is about understanding movement and contact. The latch is just the messenger. The real story is told by how the door moves through the frame and where it makes contact. Most people skip this part because they're eager to fix something. But this mental preparation is what separates a clean, professional adjustment from a frustrating trial and error mess. Once you understand what's actually happening, the fix becomes straightforward, even satisfying. Now that you understand what you're dealing with, we can talk about getting ready. This isn't a tool-heavy job, but the few things you do use matter. More important than the tools themselves is how you position yourself and how you observe while you work. I usually start with a screwdriver, and that's not negotiable. Most interior doors use standard screws on the hinges and strike plate. You want a screwdriver that fits the screw head properly. If it feels loose or slips, that's the wrong size. A good fit gives you control and prevents stripping, which is one of those mistakes that turns a simple fix into a longer project. Sometimes I'll keep a pencil or a piece of chalk nearby, not to mark up the door aggressively, but to make light reference marks so I can see what changes when I adjust something. Visual feedback is incredibly helpful here. If the door is really stubborn, I might also have a small piece of cardboard or thin wood shim handy, not because I plan to use it, but because it gives me options if I need to test spacing without committing to a permanent change. Before you touch anything, make sure the area around the door is clear. You don't want to be stepping over shoes or furniture while you're opening and closing the door repeatedly. You'll be doing that a lot, and a clear space keeps you focused. Position your body so you can see both the latch and the strike plate at the same time. I usually crouch slightly and angle my head so I'm looking straight across the latch, not down at it. That eye-level view tells you more than you think. Your hands should be relaxed. This isn't a strength test. If you feel yourself gripping the screwdriver too tightly or rushing, take a breath. The best adjustments happen when you're patient and deliberate. Before starting, do one last check. Open and close the door slowly. Pay attention to where resistance shows up. Listen for scraping or rubbing. Put a finger lightly on the latch and feel how smoothly it moves in and out when you turn the knob. If it sticks even when the door is open, that's important information. Being ready for this task feels like clarity. You should have a mental picture of what's wrong and at least one idea of how to address it. You're not guessing, you're testing a theory. That's the difference between tinkering and fixing. Now we get into the work itself. This is where a lot of people rush, but I want you to stay with me here and move slowly. I start by closing the door until the latch touches the strike plate without forcing it. I'm watching exactly where that contact happens. If the latch hits below the hole, I know the door has likely sagged. If it hits above, something has shifted upward or the strike plate moved. Side-to-side contact tells a different story altogether. Let's say the latch is hitting low. That's one of the most common scenarios. Instead of touching the strike plate first, I go to the hinges. Hinges carry the weight of the door, and over time, the top hinge especially can loosen just enough to let the door drop. I put the screwdriver on the top hinge screws and gently snug them up, not aggressively, just firm. I do this one screw at a time, feeling for resistance. If a screw spins without tightening, that tells me the hole might be worn, and that's a separate judgment call. After tightening, I close the door again. Sometimes that alone fixes the problem. That's always a good moment because it means the system just needed to be reminded where it belongs. If the latch is still off, I look at the strike plate. I loosen the screws just enough that the plate can move slightly. I don't remove them. I nudge the plate in the direction the latch needs to go. A tiny movement here makes a big difference. This is where feel matters. I'll close the door gently, holding the plate in position with my finger if needed, and listen for that click. When you hear it, you'll know. It's a clean, confident sound. Once it clicks, I tighten the screws and test again. I open and close the door multiple times from different angles and speeds. A professional doesn't trust a fix that only works once. If the latch still refuses to cooperate, I step back and reassess. This is where judgment comes in. Sometimes the latch itself is sticky. I'll press it in with my thumb and feel for smooth movement. If it hesitates, a little internal wear or buildup could be the issue. Other times, the door itself is slightly warped. You can feel that by closing it slowly and noticing uneven pressure along the frame. That's not always something you fix perfectly, but you can often compensate with careful strike plate adjustment. Common mistakes here include over-tightening screws, moving the strike plate too far, or trying to fix everything at once. Small changes, tested often, are the key. When you're doing it right, the door starts to tell you. The resistance disappears. The sound changes, the latch glides instead of colliding. That's when you trust your judgment. I've fixed hundreds of doors, and the ones that come out best are the ones where I stayed patient and listened. This isn't about perfection. It's about restoring function and confidence. When you finally close the door and it latches without effort, take a second to appreciate that. You didn't force it. You didn't replace parts unnecessarily. You understood the system and guided it back into place. And now, every time that door closes the way it should, you'll know exactly why. You did this, and you can do it again.